Secondly, Bodhidharma talks of living by cause and effect. Or you could call this going along with conditionality. What Bodhidharma says here is that all living beings are without a fixed and permanent nature. We're all a flow of ever-changing states and conditions which give rise to further conditions. There's a connection between each set of conditions and the next set of conditions. And of course, this is the basis for Buddhist moral practice. If we act skillfully, creatively, out of contentment, love, and understanding, happiness and satisfaction follow for ourselves and others. If we act unskillfully, reactively, out of greed, hatred, delusion, and so on, suffering follows for ourselves and others. This is absolutely basic Buddhism, and we need to develop a keen and precise awareness of the effects of our actions on self and others. And it might, I know it might come as a surprise to some people to hear that such a basic teaching can come from the mouth of a Chan master like Bodhidharma. And sometimes you even hear it said that real practice, if you're really doing it, if you're a real practitioner, you're beyond karma. You're forming the view that you're beyond karma. I heard recently someone say that they were beyond karma. They regarded themselves as beyond karma. But again, this is a real travesty of the Dharma and a real travesty of the Chan and Zen tradition and of all traditions of Buddhism. The Buddha's teaching of impermanence and conditioned co-production is extraordinarily profound. But before you can go to its profound depths, you need to practice on this very basic moral level of seeing that your actions have consequences. Before you can go anywhere near shunyata, you need to learn to see how it works, how conditioned co-production, how cause and effect works in terms of the effects of your actions. It isn't actually easy to see that. It's not easy to see that. It needs reflection and mindfulness and probably feedback too from our friends and people around us. We need to try to see, putting it positively, how, for example, the metta bhavana leads to friendliness and happiness. If we recognise that, it will strengthen our practice. We need to learn to see that our ill will just causes us pain and other people pain. So we need to really bring mindfulness to bear on our lives to see how all this works. But of course, you can go deeper into this teaching, and it's important to go deeper into this teaching. We need to see how everything is arising and ceasing all the time. That there's this constant flow of conditions arising and passing away. And when you go into this deeply, you find in the end that no words can actually describe this. And this is how there is no contradiction between conditioned co-production and shunyata, going beyond subject and object and all the rest of it. There's no contradiction. They're in complete harmony. If you go out onto the front lawn, I say this because my window overlooks the front lawn. I've seen that scene in so many different guises. But if you go to that front lawn and you look at the great oak trees, you'll see them, really bare, almost completely bare this time of year. There are no leaves. All the leaves have come down and they're just rotting down into the mud, kind of enriching the mud and the grass. And there's water and wind and bird and light. And then there's your senses and your mind. There's an incredibly complex play of conditions going on just in that scene, arising and ceasing, arising and passing away. You won't be able to find any sort of final, fixed, permanent self in any of that scene. You have, of course, to be very calm and meditative in order to see this. But it's an extraordinarily rich and complex scene, this interconnectedness. It's vivid and clear, yet without any final substance. So you can, when you look in this way, and I seem to have lost a join in my notes, when you look in this way, You come into a deep and profound relationship with the world around you when you go along with condition co-production, when you go along with cause and effect. You start to change your relationship with things. Here's a poem by Ryokan, the great Japanese poet. A cold night, sitting alone in my empty room, filled only with incense smoke. Outside, a bamboo grove of 100 trees. On the bed, several volumes of poetry. The moon shines through the top of the window, and the entire neighbourhood is still, except for the cry of insects. Looking at this scene, limitless emotion, but not one word. So, live by cause and effect, go along with the flow of conditions, act skillfully, and start to see deeply.